This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, TJ. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, TJ, you understand how this here game is played.
Yep.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do that one, the animal.
Police in South Carolina rounded up an escaped kangaroo, which turned out to have been released by another mischievous animal. The Horry County Police Department said on social media that the 4th Precinct Patrol Division responded to a neighborhood where a kangaroo was seen on the loose. The officers returned the so-called pouch potato back home. Now, the animal's owner, Will Lindsay Richardson, said she had just woken up when a neighbor alerted her that her kangaroo was loose. Richardson, she had to go out in her silk pink pajamas to help police wrangle the loose roux. She later determined that the kangaroo had gotten out thanks to another animal unlatching the gate. The question is, what was the other animal that set the kangaroo loose in the first place? Was it another kangaroo? Was it a goat? Was it a dog? Or was it a pig? So kangaroo, goat, dog, or pig, what's the animal that unlatched the fence for the kangaroo to escape?
I was thinking goat before you even said any of the choices.
That might just mean you're weird, man.
Yeah, right? Well, how do you... You can have a pet kangaroo in South Carolina, I guess. Huh?
Apparently.
I mean, it's South Carolina. I don't think they have a ton of rules on that kind of stuff.
They don't, because she has more than one kangaroo, and apparently the farm where she lives, she has a bunch of different animals.
It's a farm. It is a farm that she lives on, you said.
Yeah, for I don't think it's a farm that produces income, but yeah, she has a sanctuary for animals.
TJ, here's what I'll say. I believe that if a pig, a goat, or another kangaroo was responsible for opening the gate, they too would have escaped. But I think a dog would stay home. So I'm going to take dog just on the based on the fact that it wasn't two animals loose, it was only one.
Right.
That is a solid point. Ted, you got any analysis?
I mean, kangaroos do have kind of little hands, right?
Oh, yeah.
So in theory, it seems like he could hop over and unleash the thing. But also, pigs are smart. I don't know, man. Goats get in weird spaces. You know what I mean? Like, you see them on side of mountains. So I figure, like, whether the goat meant to or not, the goat opened the gate.
You're saying goat. Okay. TJ, what do you think?
I think I'm going to roll with Miles' logic that the other animals would have bailed out, too, once they got the gate open. But a dog knows to stay home. So I'm going dog.
What opened the gate and let out the kangaroo? Was it another kangaroo, a goat, a dog, or a pig? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
KSW.
That category is Animalize. It's on Profile. This South Carolina police, they wrangled an escaped kangaroo that was on the loose. Funny thing is it was released because another animal opened the gate.
Yeah.
And let the kangaroo out. So the question is, what is the animal that opened the gate? Another kangaroo, a goat, a dog, or a pig?
And TJ, that is the very question that we posed to you. I'm going to read a text here. It says, Miles is logic. Never heard those two words together in one sentence, huh? That said, TJ, you agreed with Miles' logic.
Okay.
And it was not a dog. Strong logic, though, man. Ted, you went with the goat because they get into weird places.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct.
It was a goat.
It was a goat.
I'll be there. Okay.
Goats are crazy, man.
They are crazy.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert,
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams and talents, writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Growing number of men are getting beard transplants. Best case scenario, it's got to be back hair.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Fallon.
I read that a growing number of men are now getting beard transplants. I mean, best case scenario, it's back hair, right?
Florida is running out of orange juice of all things. The orange industry has been hit hard by diseased crops. Even in Florida, even the trees have STDs.
Detach me.
Yes.
Kimmel.
Damn it.
In Florida, they are running out of orange juice, of all things. The orange industry is getting hit hard by diseased crops. In Florida, even the trees have STDs now.
Fireball is running a contest where you can win a lifetime supply of Fireball, but only if you're over 90. To me, giving a lifetime of Fireball to a person over 90 almost seems like assisted suicide.
Colbert.
Kimmel.
Smith.
I would sign up for that if I'm still around.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
They said some of their audience would shock you how much older it is.
Really?
Well, it's a little easier to put down.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect your stomach as much. It coats a little bit more.
And unlike the rest of us degenerates, people over 90 do one. Toy companies are now catering to adults thanks to a rise in something called kidults. Companies like Legos just launched an 18-plus adult-focused line, which really makes it sound like Legos making sex toys. You know their slogan, Lego sex toys. Ouch.
Kimmel.
Colbert.
That's Colbert.
Lately, there's been a shift in the toy market thanks to the rise of grown-up toy aficionados known as kidults. Companies are catering to them specifically now, like Lego, which just launched an age 18 plus adult focused line, which really sounds like Legos making sex toys. You know their slogan, Lego sex toys. Ow.
I don't know why you'd have to make adult toys. I get adults that collect toys.
Sure.
Like Star Wars people have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Right? But like the people, I know plenty of adults that already do Legos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you need to make it an adult theme. Like, if you're into toys as an adult, you just still like toys.
But the thing is, you know you'll make extra money by saying, this is an adult toy.
It just creeps me out. Like, I don't see anything you could, any toy you could make adult. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
are you
talking about sexually?
No, just like a toy for an adult, right? That would be your car.
Oh, that you would play with.
Yeah,
but Miles is tracking with me. It also just makes the toy sound oddly sexual to me.
Well, yeah, if you say adult toy,
it's an adult Lego. Yes.
Right.
Like, what's it shaped as?
Basically, if you're thinking non-sexual, it's a difference between whatever kids are interested in to if you went to a Lego store, they have one in Seattle, and they've got the Space Needle. Or they've got the old Kingdom.
Sure, but if you put the word adult in front of toy.
I know what it sounds like. It sounds horrible.
But right, that's what I'm saying. There's two guys in Seattle that do these crazy, crazy Lego setups, right? And they sell them for thousands of dollars. And I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying, all right, you're an adult that still likes Legos. I don't fathom why we have to call it like, oh, this is just for the adults.
An example that showed was the Titanic. It's like 1,800 pieces or something. And I'm like, right, but a kid could still put this together.
Right, what about that one kid in class, right? Everybody gets obsessed when you're a little kid about strange things.
Sure.
Right? Wasn't your daughter all fired up about some specific, like a puffin or some animal?
It was the, hang on.
Tangler. Pangolin.
Taper.
Taper, right? Pangolin, by the way, Miles, one of the most sold traffic animals in the world, which is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kids focus on stuff, so maybe some kid gets obsessed with the Titanic. You know, like, look, I'm not saying this just because they released it, but when I was in grade school, the movie JFK came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my grade school, you'd have these periods where you could go down to the library. I spent months reading every book I could on that assassination.
Sure.
I was convinced I was going to solve it. So I'm just saying, like, it's still a toy. There might be some kid that gets really in. It's like, I got to build that ship, Dad. Get me those Legos.
Right. And Dad's going to say no because the price is adult.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the difference is the cost.
I just don't want to walk into somebody's house, man. And we've seen, Gary Payton made out of Legos. I don't want to
Seen Franco Harris at the Pittsburgh airport.
Thank you. What I don't want to see is Lego boobs.
I'd give it a shot.
I don't know. We're teetering on a weird line here. All right. Have you guys heard about this thing about raw dogging airline flights?
Yes.
No.
Yep.
I do. So basically, you just sit there. You don't, though. There's no food or beverage either, my friend.
Oh, no. I don't raw dog then.
Correct.
I think eat and drink.
Yeah. So the whole thing is you just stare at the seat in front of you.
Okay.
No food or drink. No listening to music. No reading. That's it.
In other words, be insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess to me, if it's like Saturday morning, I'm going to get up and hop on a flight to Vegas. That's 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I could do that for that flight.
Yeah. I mean,
crossing the
flight,
country
sure.
gets a little, little wishy washy. So, anyhow, it's a relatively new thing. But basically, I know this. I'm a Seinfeld guy. So Patrick Warburton, who played Putty, he did this years ago, back in 97. They're on a flight. She just can't get over it. She's like, all you're going to do is stare at the seat? Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So that's the whole thing. So he put out a pretty funny video this week where he just feels responsible. He said, my concern is somebody's going to get hurt. And you know if you go into this thing blindly. You know what I'm saying? Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. It's not for novice. Now, when he points to his head, I think he's saying, well, some of you guys might lose your brain.
Right.
Might lose your mind because you don't normally do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's insane that you can't get that little magazine anymore.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I like that thing, man. That and the Air Mall. Never bought a single thing out of it.
I don't
God,
know anyone that did, but yeah, you'd flip through each page.
Look, you got novelty items. That's what it was. It was the equivalent of what was
a sharper image.
Sharper image.
Yeah.
Essentially in the air. Amazon could take that over in a minute. They could have, 50 things that are just odd items that are unique, that are cool.
Right.
And put them in there. I mean, someone else could take over that easily.
Now, what I will say I like about the new Alaska planes I've been on lately is they're instead of having that sleeve back there for the information, they're just in that little, basket area.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the little thing you could flip on the seat in front of you that comes down and set your TV, and set your phone up.
Yeah.
So
you can watch YouTube or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I saw some kids doing it the other day, and I'm like, geniuses!
Well, and those, they have extenders on them, too, so that the top part that'll hold your phone in there, it will actually stretch up, and I put my tablet in there.
Oh, damn.
Oh, no kid.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
It's wild.
Yeah.
What a life we live.
What a life we live.
Yeah, I mean, 21st century. I will admit, I was never one of those people, but and shout out to my Xfinity, man. Like, yeah, I can watch TV sometimes, so it's kind of nice watching sports.
Yes.
You know, because,
yes,
like, most of the airlines, well, you can watch movies and stuff. You can't watch live TV. That's only, I forget which airline.
Delta?
JetBlue.
JetBlue. Okay.
And they mostly fly out of Boston now. They kind of scaled back. But I love JetBlue, too.
Well, on your Delta flights, you can have a couple. If they got the seat-back screens, and they have some live TV on there, too. So, yeah, you're right, Delta.
All right. Nice. Well, as you can tell, I pretty much keep my miles with Alaska. I think I am on a Delta flight this year, though.
Nice.
Let's see. Will Smith is just 3 years into his ban from the Oscars for slapping Chris Rock. He's got a new album coming out, though. And they, in an interview with the Associated Press, they asked him how he feels about the plan, about the ban or whatever. And he said, quote, looking to be the best human I could possibly be.
Are you?
And I'm going to take that, what I get with that.
Okay.
His new album, based on a true story, comes out Friday. Mike, you already have that on pre-order, don't you?
Oh, man, I have his notifications turned on, so yeah. I know exactly when this happens.
Yeah. I know. It's mostly one of those. Mike, probably the biggest Will Smith fan of
You're
all
damn
time.
Straight, dude.
Bigger than anyone I've met, for sure.
Yeah, he's my fresh king.
You and your wife have to stop dressing this man in black every year they're following.
Got it, Ted. We look classy and elegant.
He says, quote, I've taken the last couple of years to really dive deep on the parts of me that may or may not be the level of...
BS.
He's just BSing around. Right. Like, yeah. What's he going to say?
It's 3 years. I mean, just let
Yipped it... up. Everyone saw it.
Let the dog lie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? In normal jobs... Look, I still think it's ridiculous they let him stay there and collect that award.
Yeah.
Right? Then you ban him. You're like, the whole thing was just crazy. Like, I'm still shocked Chris Rock hasn't done more on it. But then, right, you look at stuff. I mean, look, we've all had jobs, different types of jobs. Like, sometimes you have a job, like, there's consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's, you know,
that's how that works, yeah.
Correct. And that goes for everybody. Unless you're high enough where you can kind of just sneak out of it without getting in too much trouble there. But, you know, these things happen. Let's see. So back in the day, I always forget. You guys never watched Boy Meets World?
Or... No.
All right. So there was an actress on there who's now a porn star.
Okay.
Or like they say, a mattress actress.
A mattress.
She says she gets treated better as a porn star than she ever did as a mainstream actress.
I can believe that.
I really think people treat me with more respect now, honestly, especially even in Hollywood right now. I feel like I have a lot of positivity around me. Everyone thought people were just going to rip me apart. I was going to be judged and raked across the coals, but I've gotten so much positivity. I think it's because I was so positive about it, and I'm so happy about it.
Oh, someone told me, okay, I'm an actress. What were you in? Boy Meets World. Oh, you know, I didn't see it. I don't really.
Right.
I've been in a couple other movies, this, and the other. You know what? You look familiar. I'm sure I've seen something you were in. I just don't know if I can piece it all together.
Right.
Okay. Well, I was also in.
Yeah.
Still don't know. Next question. Different person. What do you do? I'm a porn star. Really? You are?
Yeah. Doesn't matter if I've seen the movie. I mean, questions.
I'm probably going to be not apologetic. I'm going to be nicer to you. I'm going to say, oh, you are? How long have you been doing that? That's weird.
Yeah,
That's
for sure. Cool. It's more interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Even if I haven't seen either one of their works, I want to be talking to the porn star.
Agreed.
I'd have to do some research. I wonder how that industry does now, too. Because there's so much access to free porn.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like back in the day, right, like, you kind of knew more of, like, who the mainstream...
Krista Canyons and all that.
Well,
Vanessa Del Rio.
Well, think about the streaming. So, basically, I think they do it a lot like YouTube does. So, how many views has this video had? So more so than is it a full-length movie, it is more of just one scene or one part or one thing. So if you get 200,000 views on Pornhub, I bet they give a cut to whoever that production company is or whatever the deal is, like YouTube does to, you know, you watching an influencer or whoever.
I guess I just say for name recognition, right? Like back in the day, I really, there's one upstanding actress named Alexis Texas. but like we would go out if we bought movies to make sure we had one that had Alexis Texas in it.
All right.
Okay. Whereas nowadays I'll just scroll some free sites and be like, I don't know, that chick looks hot today. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll watch this one. So like I don't know if the name matters as much to me.
They're gonna start just putting advertisements right there in the middle of the video. Your Sealy mattress is so comfortable.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
In place with, exactly. Let me undo your Levi's.
Grab the Vaseline.
Did you get this belt at Marshall's for $4.99 during the Black Friday sale?
Well, they probably could use like that other guy. They could probably wash their faces off in some ice water when the scene's over.
I'm going to rinse my mouth with smart water.
Turn on your Ring camera so you know that we're not going to be bothered today.
Tell you what, my Red Bull Marlboro boobs just felt great today. And like we were going around the track pretty good, like solid session. Like we didn't qualify as high as we wanted, but you know, the other sponsor Twizzlers, thanks for being there.
Yeah. Ted, have you did you watch the show that she was on?
I did. I was one of the Boy Meets World guys.
Do you know her? I mean, based on
she was on that show but she's not like Topanga.
Okay,
Topanga. Or like Topanga
she's Topanga.
Topanga is up there on the goats of crushes that never got old.
Would you recognize her, do you think, if you saw her in an adult film?
Ooh, probably not. I looked her up. Now, with that said, if she was sitting next to me and said I was on Boy Meets World, I would have been like, holy F, I got questions.
That's Topanga.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, Topanga's just, she's still top. Yeah,
the other girl's
is
Topanga.
She looks insane, but I get where you're coming from.
You think she looks insane?
Yeah.
Topanga.
Man. Yes. I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying she looks like she is crazy.
Oh, what's her name? Jenna Fischer?
She is
Fleischer?
Nuts.
She's nuts, bro. Okay. Yeah, Danielle Fischer.
She came from a family with money.
Big man, look at that. Ted, look, a crush is a crush. I'm just saying. You see those eyes looking at you at the bar? Just be careful.
So I'm like, game on. So I'm half husky. All right, tonight on Vice, you're going to watch something. They got a series premiere of The Grudge. And I like what Vice is doing. They're going full in on sports. So this one's just about sports grudges, rivalries. This one's about Kobe Bryant and Shaq.
Jay, you really are now half Terp, half Husky.
You know what I am.
Yes, you are.
You know which team I'm cheering for when it's out of the show.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The Indianapolis Zoo reports its president tried to feed himself to a chimpanzee. Meanwhile, one dog finds that his owner skims underwear. They are tasty. FBI honors three King girls for stopping kidnapping. Good news, the suspect is now free. McDonald's honors a man for fixing their Big D. And a prison head is in trouble for taking $13,000 from an inmate drug dealer. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right. Sorry. Our top story, we go to Colorado, where pets make life just a little bit harder. A woman came home from work one day to find her beloved dog acting a little sluggish and vomiting consistently. She initially tried to wait it out, but when her dog wouldn't stop retching, she took her to the urgent vet. Went about 24 hours of just nonstop vomiting. They did some scans and found that the dog had swallowed something that she shouldn't have. The woman's expensive underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Five pairs of them.
Hmm.
After a swift surgery, the dog is recovering just fine, though the owner probably isn't too happy with the $13,000 bill that she was met with after it was all said and done.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, dog.
And I'm starting to look at, you know, the surgery that my cat needed after we moved. Like, that was $4,000. So that's invasive what they were doing
stiff.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, man. And you lost five pairs of underwear.
Exactly. And she said, look, she's eaten my underwear before, but she's usually able to you know, vomit it back up, to retch it back up. But not
put your underwear somewhere else.
Right.
Do something.
And it's that expensive Kim Kardashian underwear. I don't need to
really?
Skims or something like that. I don't know.
Skims.
Skims. There you go. Yeah. Good on you. Well, now you're out five pairs of your expensive damn underwear. Unless you want to put them back on. They've been in your dog's gullet, but
just buy Fruit of the Loom.
For real.
I mean, if your dog's going to eat them all, get the cheap stuff.
Or if you're going to do lingerie, like you said, keep it put away. There shouldn't be that much lingerie left out to where your dog is eating it all. Jeez, a whiz. In other news,
I think we got to blame the dog some too, though.
Well, yeah. It's stupid that the dog's doing that, but I can't, you know, the dog can't reason with me when I tell it that it's being stupid.
Well, sometimes I'm in a hurry and I leave my lingerie out.
True enough. True enough.
But how did that dog get in here is the weird part.
I don't have one. Yeah.
In other news, a British man has garnered national attention for going above and beyond for the company. He posted to Facebook last month that he noticed the McDonald's in the shopping center where he worked had something off about the branding. Fascinating life this man lives. There were two locations with the word McDonald's engraved into a partition that had the middle missing from the capital D, you see.
Okay.
So it wasn't bubbled like it should be. It was just, the D was just sitting there.
That's my story, officer.
I think if you walk in, you know where you are.
Nobody but him would step up and fix it. He posted his journey online of how he brought in materials to measure the piece to scale, printed the middle section with his 3D printer, and installed it himself. While it is silly, the internet lives for silly, and they blew the story up to the point that it is now known globally, and the man was even recognized by the shopping center, awarding him the Employee of the Month for his efforts.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for fixing our D.
I hope that's what they said.
Just give me some free food. That's all.
Right. He's in the middle of a shopping center. I don't even know what exactly he does, but
he
long hours.
The D.
Long hours. He's like, wait a minute. This D is just all messed up. I know how to fix that. Hey, a woman in the UK went from working with prisoners to becoming one herself. She had served as a prison governor, which I had never heard that term before, but a prison governor at a local facility for a time. Is that where it comes from?
I don't know, but that's what, if I were an inmate, she would hate me.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. Just a title, stop saying it.
Inmate, shut up.
Sorry, governor.
Hello, governor. Again.
Cheerio, governor.
Cheerio. But apparently she had taken
That's the governor, isn't it? Governor on deck.
Damn it. She had taken a shine to one of the prisoners, spending an extended period of time in her office with the man who was nearing the end of his sentence. Eventually, she approved an early release for the drug dealer.
Thank you, governor.
Toodles, governor.
Toodles.
I'm on my way out.
Cheerio then.
I have. Did you see a picture of this guy?
No.
This was straight cash. I mean, this guy was not attractive. I thought it's one of those things where she's not ugly.
Right. Gotcha.
So I thought, hey, man, this is not the guy. So it definitely was monetary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she spent money like crazy. I read the article about this woman, and she was in debt.
Oh, yeah.
She made a really good salary. Her whole thing was she had no idea how to manage money. If she wanted to do it, she bought it. She spent the money.
Right.
So her deal was, I need cash.
Yep. Failing to go through the proper channels, she did give him his early release. She eventually moved on elsewhere in the prison system, actually showing great promise as she rose to the ranks, as Miles was saying. Like, she had a good game.
Yeah.
She was. Everybody was looking at her like she's passing everything with flying colors. She's doing awesome. But eventually, police investigations did catch up with her as they raided her home to find a toothbrush with the drug dealer's DNA as he was still selling.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And there was a Mercedes that was bought by the former inmate for her assistance. Yeah. Now she's facing charges of her
maybe
own.
Maybe she paid to play.
Wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
Let me get up in the giblets, governor.
Take your pants off, governor. I want to see what that looks like.
I got my new sex talk now.
Hello there.
Hello, governor.
Yeah, let me see the River Thames, huh?
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We don't have to travel far as three young ladies from Kent, Washington were recognized by the FBI. Last summer, the trio witnessed a 40-year-old man dragging a 6-year-old girl by her wrist at a local apartment complex. Disgusting. The trio stepped in, calling police to the area, who eventually took the man into custody, leading to a guilty plea for luring at the end of last year. So they were absolutely right in what they thought that this guy was doing. The FBI recently recognized the three of them for their outstanding bravery, and Seattle's Violent Crimes Against Children Squad presented them with a certificate in their middle school, praising, quote, exceptional service in the public interest.
Did they also say, look, man, we let his ass out on supervised. We love what you did. No idea where he's at.
I have no idea where he's at now.
So keep your eyes peeled, ladies.
You might get another certificate. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got NBA, basketball, NHL, hockey, and college tournament hoops all on tonight. Find out where and when to watch each and every one of those sports in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, it's doing what it's doing. It's right now. And it's expected to rain throughout the night.
We're going
to
die.
We're all going to die. I don't know, the south's looking... Yeah, we got time. But anyway, it's going to rain throughout the night, dropping temperatures to about 49. Tomorrow, we're looking at a considerable cloudiness with some occasional bouts of rain, but they're leaving room for some sun breaks to celebrate opening day. There it is. And then that's it for headlines. With that, we'll see you down there by the stadiums tomorrow. Mike Hawk is out.
Men's Room World Tour, stop number 2 on our 20th anniversary year, opening day, Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. Hopefully, we'll see you down by the ballpark.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.